Well, since 9/11, war seems to be the route that much of the world is taking.
Are you discouraged by this?
Well, in the short run, anybody who isn't pessimistic has got to be stoned out of their gourd, I think. As long as the United States has these foreign policies that irritate three-quarters of the planet, we're going to have terrorists. We get rid of, somehow or other, the United States succeeds in getting rid of Osama bin Laden, and somehow or other manages to wipe out Al-Qaeda entirely and cripples Islam in some way that is not going to give birth to another Al-Qaeda, all of which seems very improbable to me. But if they accomplish all that, as Bush says, this war has no end because there'll be terrorists from other third world countries who'll be pissed off at us still. Until the United States gives up trying to bully the whole world, there's going to be terrorists trying to get out from under being bullied. So there's no end to this war. It's like the war on drugs, you know, no end in sight. The funding goes on forever, and the party never ends. The funding goes on forever, and the party never ends. That's a paraphrase of a country and western song. I think my writing comes out of anger and optimism. Anger at the stupid, maniacal, or corrupt crowd that's running the world at present, and optimistic about the opportunities that are so real. Why don't science and technology create a real possibility of what used to be called utopia? Any utopian fantasy anybody ever imagined, we are on the edge of achieving it if we use our energy and our technology intelligently. But unfortunately, the people who own the technology are not using it intelligently, so that makes for anger. So I got both optimism and anger, which I think is a good mixture. It keeps me busy anyway. As I quote with something particularly nasty about George Bush, I may feel good for 2 or 3 hours afterwards, if it's funny enough, and I think it might get widely quoted, or at least limited quotation. Colin Wilson, who I met a few times, we're not related despite the same last names. He told me the difference between writers and serial killers is that writers have another outlet for their rage. And that was back in the 1980s, he told me that, long before I discovered Hannibal Lecter. And I looked at the Hannibal Lecter films and I realized, I kind of like this guy. I wouldn't do anything like that. I'm too gentle and I have too much empathy and so on. But I really would like to devour a couple of hundred congressmen and a few dozen televangelists if I had the nerve to do it. Those people seem like such monsters to me. I wish Hannibal did eat a few of them. I can't do it myself, so I let him do it for me. But meanwhile, I got my writing as an outlet. But boy, Jerry Falwell and Strom Thurmond and George Bush and, oh, there's quite a few of them that I think would make excellent gourmet treats for Dr. Lecter if he was still around. Last I heard of him, he was in Buenos Aires, you know.